I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Bass fishing is a wonderful activity, but doing it during the dog days of summer, well, that can be frustrating. Coming up with a few ideas on how to improve your chances when the heat is on, right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
When the temperature rises to the levels we've seen in recent weeks in West Virginia, it can almost make jumping into the lake with a fish far more attractive than actually trying to catch them. However, when the weather is hot, it does not necessarily mean that bass have stopped biting. It just means they've slowed way down.
The jigs and the worms, you got to really, really fish them slow because that aggressive bite is gone. And a lot of people switch their tactics to live bait as well just because, you know, if you don't have that fine touch, it's difficult to catch them. They stop feeding, so they're going to be very selective, I guess I'm trying to say.
That's DNR biologist Jim Walker, who says if at all possible, concentrate your fishing on the early and late parts of the day.
You want to beat that summertime afternoon heat when it's really unavoidable. So, you know, fishing that, 6 to 10 in the morning is always a good time, or also at, 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening till dark, or sometimes into an hour after dark can be real good.
Now, if you can fishing all night, you might be surprised at just how well bass bite when the sun has disappeared.
Those bass are going to be, they're going to be a lot more active around the surface. They're not going to worry about predation on themselves as much as they would during the day. So, that's another excellent time to give it a try to avoid that extreme 100-degree temperatures out there.
Now, at this time of year, fish are no different than you and I. They have found the air-conditioned spot, and they're sitting in it, suspended in the water column.
Just below the thermocline, which is that level of water that, you know, when you jump off a boat, you can feel that warm water till you get down to about, 4 to 6 feet, and all of a sudden it's like hitting an Arctic blast. We've all felt that. And they like to hang just beneath there. It's a little bit cooler. There's a lot of other forage fish down there in that zone. So if you can locate that zone in a particular reservoir or small impoundment that you're fishing, that's usually where they like to gather, and then they'll move up into a little bit more shallow water in the evenings like we talked about, or at night.
Now, if you have no opportunity other than the afternoon to fish, concentrate your tactics right into the shadiest part of the bank that you'll find. Even though it's hot, you'll still have a successful bass fishing trip by simply modifying your times and tactics to fit what the fish want. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.